Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And today I want to speak about what are the benefits of using a buyer's agent to negotiate on your behalf. But before I get into this, just a general disclaimer that the podcast is for general purposes only and should not be regarded as financial or legal advice. And please obtain your own independent advice. So into this topic of what are the benefits of using a buyer's agent to negotiate, there's a lot of things that we need to put forward to you all in terms of being an investor and some of the tactics that we use and some of the relationship building that we use to actually get some of these deals across the line and get some really good bargains out there or work on some really good deals for clients so they can get an investment where they're buying well on the way in, buying a really good investment, which is not in a position where it's, for example, flood affected or has a good growth potential for the future, has some good cash flow, or there is several different strategies that we use and adopt for clients on property. So I wanted to get into a couple of key points that we focus on when we are negotiating on an ongoing basis. So it's not about the one property that you're going to get. It's about building relationships. You have ongoing properties steaming through in all types of markets, and people know that on an ongoing basis that we will be there with clients who are pre-approved, have that potential to complete on deals, have got their finance ready, and they're actually in a position to secure that deal and get the deal done. And I think that's where there's a couple of things that are happening around the marketplace right now, whether they're all around the country, where some people are falling over on the finance clause. And so I bring you this topic today in terms of that sort of situation happening, because agents are coming to us with our pre-qualified clients and know that there's a great chance and probably 99% chance that it will all go through. Now, there's obviously some negotiations or things that might pop up in between. And if both parties can't agree, then we go back and just let that property go. But we do have a strong position of where we're at. And we have a list of clients that we can go to with property deals that are looking to buy in those markets and they can complete. And that's where we have a little bit more power in terms of negotiations. So the first point I would like to make in terms of the benefits of using a buyer's agent to negotiate is the agents are calling us with motivated sellers more often than not. So a high percentage of the agents that do come through have got a particular deal and someone might be motivated to sell straight away, or there's a story around why they're selling. So you know, if they're putting it on the market and going through a whole campaign and an auction, the likelihood is that particular property may not be of interest. And if they're looking at the highest price for the suburb, it's probably not going to be a property that's going to be easy to negotiate on price. And we might get ourselves into a multiple offer situation. The deals that we obviously like are ones that agents bring to us first, and we can go in and set a price on that particular property, being, you know, the first ones out there to offer those prices, so we're not caught up with competing against other people. And the whole idea is that we can set a price, and if it is accepted, we proceed. If it's not accepted, then we can potentially negotiate that price, or if it gets too high, then we're out of that deal. So having that contact and building that rapport with agents and having them come to us with motivated sellers is a big advantage for us to be able to deliver some really good investment opportunities for clients. The second point I'd like to make is those relationships that we are building, really minimizing our time to actually go on multiple inspections. And there's plenty of property deals out there. There's plenty of properties that are off for sale. What we want to do is focus our time on the ones that are going to really benefit us in getting that deal done with a client. We could go to thousands of open inspections day in, day out, but we want to go to the ones where we've got a strong potential of getting a deal done. So the likelihood is we want to like at least an 80% chance of having a price idea of it before we actually get in there to do an inspection. So, you know, that's some of the questions that we go through over the phone with an agent before we go out and inspect the property, kind of getting an idea and a sense, is there a motivation for the sellers? What kind of price are we at? Are they at right now to sell? You know, how quickly do they need to sell? And other things around that process of making that purchase. So when we're going out to the property, we're not surprised by things that are, you know, by the inspection that we're going to do. We see a lot of the agents where we've worked with them multiple times will give us an indication, oh, that property needs a kitchen renovation, it might need a bathroom renovation, but other than that, it's all okay. So you might have to put $15,000-$20,000 worth of work into it. You may need to do a little bit of landscaping. There is a situation that there's a lot of rubbish left by the original owner or by tenants. So they're more likely than not wanting to waste their time and our time and actually get us into a position where we're going to be able to do a deal. So we want to go to a property where we are going to be doing a deal, and it minimizes our time on going to multiple inspections where we feel that we're probably not going to be able to be in a multiple offer situation, or the deal is really not going to be work for us. So, you know, if there are clients out there looking for sites that can put a granny flat, we want a really good idea about, we probably would already know the general specifics of what is required. So we question with an agent over the phone, does it have this, this, and this? So in a land size, where is the sewer, the stormwater sewer line? And we want to just get a really good indication that we can actually do something on a property. So giving those questions up front will give us an idea, and most of the agents know what the situation would be in terms of a granny flat build. We just need to have those checks done afterwards. But if we get that general idea, we can go out to the property and see if the price would fit, or if there's any other things that the agent may have missed out, just to confirm those thoughts that we were discussed over the phone. And that's what it is about, building that relationship with the agent so they can give us a really clear indication about, is it worth going out to inspect that property? The third point I'd like to make is having great knowledge on sale prices in that area is a really good tool to use in terms of negotiation. So we want to be in there and saying, we bought one down the road for $350, and you're at the moment, you're at $380. So if you want, we'll have a buyer at the $350 price point on that comparable sale that's just down the road, has the same configuration, the same setup. If you are happy with that deal, then we'll definitely get someone in to make that purchase on that property. So that whole idea about having not only around the properties that are selling right now in the area, but, you know, what are some of the other ones that we are negotiating with or have completed with other buyers or other clients that we have, having that benefit of that local knowledge on an ongoing basis of what's selling, and you know, what's the difference between that property and another property, whether one's flood affected and one's not, and they might use that comparable sale, and you know yourself, or we know ourselves, that, well, there's a massive difference between those two properties, and you're trying to quote me on a higher price when really the target is a lot lower because it is quite different from the other property. So having that knowledge can really get us in a position where we've got a great sense of where the price should be at, and compare it with that with the property we're looking at in terms of negotiating down on a price that the vendor might be expecting to achieve, or that the agents is advising, you know, the marketplace at that time. So it really works well for us, and it gives us the ability, which we did use very recently. We bought one property at $280 for a client, had a similar property in the adjoining suburb, and it was a very similar setup. We said we bought that other one for $280. They really wanted $25,000-$30,000 more than that $280. We got them down to that price because of the ability to show them that comparable and the setup, and it was actually able to complete on that deal. So that was a really good win to have, you know, those two deals go through, and on the back of showing those sale prices from the past. So hopefully that gives you a sense of what the communication that we're having with agents in terms of negotiating. You know, maybe it gives you a few tips when you're looking either to buy or sell, and the negotiation tactics that are used out there in the marketplace. Maybe it gives you a sense, a little bit clearer about some of the benefits of using a buyer's agent in terms of your investment properties, or you're buying your own home, because they can be there. It's worth their weight in gold in terms of how we can secure deals when the average person looking at a property purchase may not have that available to them, may not have the knowledge, skills, or experience. And probably the experience is the big one in terms of doing this on a regular basis. You know, Mark has been up in Brisbane but as a buyer's agent for over 8 years, and worked on over 1,100 deals. So that's a great space to be working in. And with all that experience, lends itself to be able to negotiate really well on property deals. Hopefully that helps you guys. And if you do want to have a chat about our buyer's agency and the services we provide and the negotiation around properties, do give me a call. My number is 0400-332-377. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.